whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, fired up to talk to Peter Rosenberg, our guy. You can follow him on X and Instagram, at Rosenberg Radio. He's got a lot going on in his personal life, launching new radio shows, soon to welcome a new baby into the world.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing, despite all of the incredibly large events going on in your life, that this Commanders-Bucks playoff game Sunday night might be just the current top of the list.
It's looming large at this moment. It's looming large. Also, I've gotten so much adorable Commander stuff sent to me, and so like, what the dream scenario is: they win Sunday, baby comes next week, and then I have her wearing
there
Commander's gear for a playoff game the next weekend.
That's what I need.
That would be so cool, dude.
Dude, I got so much. It's, the stuff I've gotten is so cute, and like, I just want to. I mean, some of it will probably make it till next season, but some of it's got to get worn soon. It would be so cool if they were still playing, man. And then you think about how last week ended. This team just has a lot of magic, man. They have not been a perfect football team by any stretch, but yeah, they sure got a lot of moxie.
They sure have that, man.
Dude, I mean, their last 4 wins have all come down to the wire. It's just incredible. Specifically of this matchup with Tampa, what do you think Baker Mayfield, Mike Evans, obviously, you know, they got some horses. Bucky Irvin can really run the football. What do you think Washington's defense needs to do to try to slow down this Bucks team?
How about we talk about what Washington's offense has to do to score points to keep up?
I like that, too. That might be the answer.
Listen, obviously they've caught some breaks in with the fact that Tampa's not completely whole from where they were earlier in the year. But listen, I mean, all of us know Mike Evans is going to have some moments on Sunday. I mean, this team has been giving up chunks of yardage throughout the year. And, you know, it's last week, you know, they really did tighten up in a lot of spots. I thought they were pretty good defensively for a lot of that football game. We could have a separate conversation another time. As Wale put it in the group chat with me and you, JP, Dallas seems to be Jaden Kryptonite so far, but we'll get to that another day. They're going to get theirs. You know, I really do think, I think the Bucks offense will get theirs. So, you know, can you bend not break? Can you get a few spots? One thing this team I think has been really good for, even in the games where they haven't been great, is holding to field goals at key points.
Yep.
Can we do that? And can we respond and just have a really strong game? Can someone not, without number 17 or 86, can someone who's not 17 or 86 catch the football, please? I would really, because let's be honest, the Zacchaeus drop last week, and I know I feel terrible because obviously the week before we're singing his praises and well-deserved. The drop pass from De'Ami Brown was so brutal. Imagine a play like that in a playoff game. Like, we're able to sort of move away from that right now. Guys, if a moment like that happens in a playoff game, it's the kind of thing that can really, you know, change your season. So I just hope people can help the quarterback out a little bit.
Yeah, he came back and redeemed himself in that game, though. He had 2 big catches down the stretch.
He did. He did. And by the way, Ertz did the same thing 2 weeks ago. Had a bad drop that killed you, then got the game winner, right? So I just don't want to have. I don't always want to have the bounce back, B. Mitch. I catch the damn ball.
You want it all, dude. I don't blame you.
The kid, because listen, the truth is, you know, Jaden has not been. Obviously, every quarterback's a human being. He's not perfect. He had a couple throws that were off in the first half last week, but I do think one of the sort of sneaky stories of how amazing the season has been for Jaden Daniels is the fact that if you watch every snap, he has not always been helped out.
He
needs to get help this weekend if they're going to win. This is a good football team.
I think one of the best ways they could get help is to get back to running the ball well. It sure seems like you're going to get Biotish back. Do you think this team So you're going to Tampa. Tampa's really good at stopping the run. We know about Vita Vea. This kid, Kancey's really good. Good linebackers. Levante David is probably at least a Hall of Fame candidate. Do you think Washington has to try to commit to the run, or do you just lean on Jaden and his arm in this thing where Tampa can much more easily be beat?
Well, I was listening to your interview yesterday with the Bucs guy. Who was it? What's the name again?
Yesterday, I think we had a dude, Rick Stroud, who covers the Bucs for the Tampa Bay Times.
Yes, Rick Stroud. That's correct. So, and he was talking about the shortcomings of that secondary. And to be honest, this running game has been rough enough now over the last several weeks that I would love for them to be able to find success again, but it's now been so long. I really don't think you're going to start with that. Like, if you're going to get success in the running game, I think it's going to be because early on we knife them up throwing the football, and then that opens things up. And then that would be the real recipe. I think if that's what happens, guys, we're all sending celebratory text messages early in the fourth quarter because it went really well. But I don't know. I'm a little apprehensive about the idea of, like, let's start this game and pound the football. I don't know that I believe in that right now.
No, I don't think you have to pound it. I think what you got to do is figure out, like, what has been the traditional way of doing things we don't do. We got to do whatever we do and do the best of it. We can't go there and try to do what all these other teams do. And I think we get caught up in that a lot where we try to do what we see other teams do, or we ask for them to do that. The other team's going to do what they do. We do what we do. And if they're going to try to stop the run in the middle all day, keep hitting the edges on them and tear them up.
Yeah, that's really well said because, we can't all – this isn't going to be handing the ball off to George Rogers. You know what I mean? Let's just ground and pound 3 yards in a cloud of dust. I don't think that's who this team is. But you're right, B. Mitch. Do it your way. And by the way, if that means that you're setting the tone with Jaden running the ball at first, because, you know, like you talked about last week, JP, they're not going to be holding back on design runs for Jaden this week. He's going to be doing everything.
Hell
so
yeah.
Maybe it comes from Jaden knifes them up a few times, and all of a sudden, now things seem a lot easier for Brian Robinson than they had previously. But I'm not going to lie, though, guys. This is exactly the matchup I was dreaming about. I mean, we talked about it last week. When you were looking at the options out there, the order for me was, in terms of what I didn't want, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Tampa. That does not mean Tampa's not a team that can beat us. They definitely are, but I think this was the best matchup, and I do think we win this weekend. I think we're playing a second-round game.
I agreed with you on the matchup for sure. I thought this was the one you want. Not that Baker can't play and Tampa doesn't have real, legitimate weapons. I think McVay is the most dangerous coach to go against, and I thought the Philly roster is by far the most loaded. I think Tampa, even in the last couple of weeks, has been so up and down to lose to the Cowboys. And, they were down double digits at halftime against the Saints. Like, that stood out to me anyway. And Week 18 is obviously funky. A million things can happen. Tampa has a really good young offensive line. You'd like to see them create some pressure against Baker. You might have to kind of manufacture that, but I still like this matchup.
Yeah, listen, you said it really well about the coaching with McVay, but also Stafford's the best quarterback you could play against in this conference. You didn't want to play him. Our secondary didn't want to be dealing with Matt Stafford. I don't think that. And you know what else I didn't like about L.A.? And this has not been always received well when I've said it, but I stand by this, guys. I know nobody wants this because assuming we don't go to the Super Bowl this year, I feel like the story everyone wants to see, of course, is Detroit. I feel like, guys, with teams that are well-coached and experienced, you can end up messing around and L.A.'s back in the Super Bowl. With teams that have done this before, they're like a very low heartbeat kind of team. They're just even. They've been there. Their fan base doesn't even get riled up. Hell, they may not even play a home game in game one because of the horrible situation happening in Southern California right now. But I worry about that Los Angeles team just being poised and confident. Tampa is you cannot go to sleep on them, but they were absolutely the best option we could get. To me, guys, it's all gravy. I'm not going to sit here crying and pounding my fist if they lose, but I won't lie to you. because we got Tampa, it makes it a much more nerve-wracking game because I think that the Commanders should win.
Peter, I think they will.
Shout out to Nikki Javala. Dude, Roseberg, to your point about the Rams, their level of we're not scared of who we play was so on display that they benched everybody recognizing that that could put them on the fast track to playing the Lions. You know?
Yeah, like, exactly.
Yeah, we're good with it.
That's like, the mindset they should have, though, man.
Dude, you know what? And Pete Haley, we had this on All Ears last night. Since the NFL went to the 14-team playoff bracket, and since the 6-3 matchup has started, in the NFC, so it's 4 years of this now, in the NFC, it is the 6 seed is 3-1, and the only loss was last year where the Rams lost by a point to the Lions. So the 6 seed in this new playoff format been pretty damn good.
Well, think about what you're getting. You're very often getting the worst division winner against a potentially hot wildcard team.
Yeah.
So every time that 3 seed, the best one got the bye, and the 3 seed's the worst of the bunch. And if they come out of a division like the NFC South, you know, listen, the Bucs are a good team. They're not the best team. So it certainly does favor us in that regard. I'm very excited. Do you guys like the Sunday night? Are you excited that we got Sunday night?
Yeah,
do you
think I like the prime time.
I'm
cool with it.
Yo, we've been good in prime time this year. Isn't that crazy?
Mm.
You talk about a new world.
Yep.
Talk about a new world. Remember when Kirk Cousins had never won a game in prime time?
Sure. Yeah, I've worked a lot of them.
Yeah.
The only thing that's the only thing tough with prime time is if I don't even want to get into it because it's like a working thing that doesn't matter to most of the audience.
Getting back home?
Yeah, getting back home becomes quite complicated.
We care about that. We get that next day. We're good.
Yeah, but
there are plenty of people out there. I think there's two thought processes for fans. There are people who go, damn it, prime time means the game's not over to close to midnight, and if they win or lose, you're either so angry or happy that it's really hard to go to sleep. So you're not falling asleep before 1 a.m. But then there are other people who I've talked to who have kids and love the prime time slot because weekend activities with kids are so annoying for football that you can concentrate in that Sunday night slot.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. For sure. That's going to be you soon. This kid's world, Peter. Good luck.
Thank you, guys. There's a lot going on right now. First things first, let's beat the Bucks. Then let's go have a baby, one step at a time.
So you told your wife, hold off, baby. Hold off after that game, all right?
Yeah, appreciate you.
All right, brother.
Thank you, buddy. That's our boy, Peter Rosenberg. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. Just launched a new show on ESPN New York. Check that out. When we come back, we're going to make some bets.